Thank you. A little levity is a good thing. All right, now I think I am back on track here. Our outreach collections for the month of January will be to support the Universalist Heritage Foundation, an effort taking place within our district here. And tell us about that and what we will be supporting over the next 4 weeks is John Sanders. John?
Hey, Charlie, what's he doing up there talking about universalism? Isn't that the guy that took the leap of faith into atheism? That's right, Sam. Didn't he also become a pots and pan theist or something like that? You got that right, Charlie. Then he turns into a Buddhist, and now he suddenly becomes a universalist. Boy, talk about flip-floppers. Yeah, Sam. Even if it says universalist on the sign out front, don't you know we're humanists who believe in reason, moral fiber, and social responsibility? We got no interest in some big guy in the sky handing out salvation like doggy treats. It's true. All of it's true. I have been all of those things. An atheist, a religious humanist, a panentheist who sees godlike qualities within everyone, a Buddhist who sees a living Buddha nature within everyone's heart, and now a spokesman for universalism, the president of the Universalist Heritage Foundation. But I still am all of those things. For as I became involved in universalism, as distinct from Unitarian Universalism, I learned that it incorporated all of those things and more. How can that be? Does that conflict with your understanding of universalism? It certainly did with mine. When I first walked through that door back there, I learned that universalism meant universal salvation, that universalists believed in a kind and loving God would never condemn anyone to hell. I learned that Unitarians started out as anti-Trinitarians, believing that Jesus was an inspiring teacher, but no more of a God than anyone else. And then I learned that Unitarians evolved into one of the most liberal denominations, becoming the vanguard of the humanist movement, and eventually merging with the Universalists 1 year after those two national churches merged. But there was no mention of the Universalists evolving from their original beliefs. Perhaps this is similar to what you first learned about Unitarians and Universalists. And about 3 years ago, I was asked to help a group explore how to preserve a historic Universalist church in Winchester, New Hampshire. When we were forming the Universalist Heritage Foundation as a legal entity to buy that church, I was asked to be president. I protested that we needed a real Universalist, not an atheist, humanist, Buddhist, panentheist, religious, that become. Then one of the lifelong Universalists who knew me and my beliefs well said, but you are a Universalist. Shocking me to my roots. What had happened to my understanding of universalism? It had gotten stuck there in the 18th century with a big guy in the sky dishing out universal salvation. And so I began my education, or re-education, on what universalism has come to mean, on how it evolved into another quite distinct form of liberal religion. Throughout the 19th century, Universalists sought to bring about salvation here on earth by living the values and emulating the unconditional love that they saw in their God. They were in the vanguard of the anti-slavery and suffragette movements. They created institutions for universal education untainted by religion. They worked for prison reform, for peace and an end to war, for a host of the social implications of universalism, which came to be known known as the social gospel. They were the pioneers and trailblazers in every social justice cause that we UUs work for today. During the 20th century, the meaning of universalism was enlarged to include all beliefs, as long as love was a central part of those beliefs. Its symbol became a circle with an off-center cross, like the one you see on my lapel. The circle encompasses the universe of all possible beliefs and non-beliefs. The off-center cross represents the teachings of Jesus, acting as a guidepost to help us find our way among all those beliefs to our own truth. Universalism has come a long way, and yet so few of us know anything about it. The Universalist Heritage Foundation has evolved too. It started as an effort to preserve a historic landmark, the site of the 1803 Universalist Profession of Faith, the great-great-grandparent of our seven principles. But it has become more, much more than that. We bought the church building and we want to turn it into a Universalist Heritage Center, the focal point of a Universalist Heritage Trail, where people can come and learn about Universalism. Our mission is to celebrate and preserve the rich legacy of the Universalist faith, to educate future generations in the Universalist traditions, and to continue to put forth the Universalist message as an agent of hope for a fractured world. This message comes at a critical time. After decades of humanist dominance, there is now a groundswell of UU interest in the more spiritual aspects of their religious practice. But while Universalism would be a natural source of UU spirituality that so many seek, it remains largely unknown by most UUs, as it was to me until quite recently. So we seek to help UUs learn about their Universalist heritage. I'm far from the only one in this church who's become involved in this effort. I'm president of the foundation. John LaSalle is the treasurer. Reverend Lee Page is on our board and is organizing our capital campaign to convert the Winchester Church into a handicap accessible visitor center. David Page has been instrumental in helping us plan and prepare for those changes. Craig Cleveland and Diana Sargent have helped us create a quite beautiful video to let UUs learn about our Universalist heritage. It is this video that we ask for your help with. Your outreach donations this month will help defray the cost of reproducing and mailing this DVD to every UU congregation so that we might reach out and help them learn about their Universalist roots. We will be showing this video up in the youth room after the service, only about 11:30. And we invite each of you to come and view it there, and perhaps learn something about your Universalist roots. Thank you.
John, thank you. Thank you very much for a very enlightening presentation. And so with all of John's very fine words in mind, let us receive our outreach collection this morning to support the Universalist Heritage Foundation.